Senate GOP group targets Democrats for putting Medicare, Social Security at risk. By Jacob Bliss on February 17, 2023. The National Republican Senate Committee, NRSC, which aims to help GOP candidates get elected to the Senate, released several ads targeting Senate Democrats for voting to put Medicare and Social Security at risk. The ads target Democrats who supported the American Rescue Plan, which the group emphasized put Medicare and Social Security at risk. The NRSC is saying the legislation cuts billions from Medicare and caused record inflation that will worsen Social Security's solvency crisis. The new slate of ads gives an early indication of who the group will want to target in the upcoming 2024 election. These ads will target Democrat Senators John Tester, Mount, Joe Manchin, W.V., Sherrod Brown, O., Tammy Baldwin, Y., Bob Casey, P.A., and Jackie Rosen, N.V. You earned your retirement benefits. Followed the rules. Paid into the system. But John Tester wants to take them away, the narrator in the 15-second ad hitting Tester stated. Tester backed Joe Biden's extreme agenda, putting your Social Security and Medicare at risk. Tell John Tester, hands off our benefits. Watch the ad targeting John Tester. NRSC Communications Director Mike Berg said, "We are fully prepared to hold Democrats accountable for backing policies that threaten Social Security and Medicare. Democrats' reckless spending is the true threat to these two popular programs. In 2 years, 23 of the 33 Senate seats that are up for re-election are currently held by Democrats or left-leaning independents. And former President Donald Trump won 6 of those states in at least one of his presidential elections. Some of the most brutal seats the Democrats will have trouble keeping, as the New York Times has also noted, are Tester's Montana seat, Brown's Ohio seat, and Manchin's West Virginia seat, where Trump won by 16, 8, and 29 percentage points in 2020. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.